the start of their day. And somebody who's dropped by for us this morning is Dave Coble, Lorain County Health Commissioner. Good morning, Dave.
Morning. Great to be here.
Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning. Lots to talk about this morning. We just got past Thanksgiving. We're coming up on Christmas. People go to a lot of holiday parties, serving food. It's out there. I guess we're going to maybe start with the holiday food safety.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things you always need to remember during the holiday season is food safety, because, you know, when your guests come over, you want them to have a great and enjoyable time, but you also want to make sure everybody stays healthy. And one of the best ways to do that is to plan ahead a little. You know, we just went through Thanksgiving, and hopefully people did this with their turkey for Thanksgiving. But as you move towards Christmas or another kind of holiday party, you want to make sure that if you're going to cook a turkey or a ham or a lamb or a large meat, that you take the opportunity to thaw it correctly. One of the big concerns that we have is people will take out a turkey and they'll set it on the counter to thaw. And remember that the bacteria starts to grow on the outside of the turkey while the inside's still thawing. So it's really important to plan ahead a little bit. Put the turkey in the refrigerator. It'll take you 3 or 4 days to thaw out your turkey, but it'll be a lot safer way to do it. So that's really a big point. The other thing is, make sure when you put it in there, you don't just set it on the counter inside the refrigerator. You actually put it into a pan that has a lip on it, so that when the juice comes off, it doesn't spread all over your refrigerator.
There's something on this note here that says, wash, separate, cook, refrigerate.
Right. You know, it's amazing how many different ways that you can actually have a problem with food safety, right? So when you thaw it out, you want to make sure you thaw it out slowly or really, really rapidly. And you want to cook it thoroughly. But then the other thing is, while you're preparing product, remember, you're going to have a raw food product, and then you're going to prepare fresh fruits and vegetables, probably. And so what you don't want to have is the blood from the raw product get onto the fresh fruits and vegetables. So that's really a big key with cross-contamination. So making sure that you handle the product carefully, and then you clean up properly afterwards.
Right, and making sure the knife that you're using to cut the chicken or whatever isn't left there for the next person to go, oh, I'm going to cut my vegetables up with this. And now, it's not a guarantee you're going to get something. This is just, there's possibilities of something like that.
Right, and you just want to reduce that opportunity. The other really big key is leftovers. So as soon as you're done eating, you don't need to rush and put everything away, but within a couple of hours of after you're done with your holiday meal, make sure you're putting everything in the refrigerator and getting it cooled down again.
When it comes to some of those leftovers like turkey or ham or whatever the case may be, people had a big meal on Thursday. Maybe they revisited that last Friday. For how much longer?
Actually, I still have some turkey in their fridge from my Thanksgiving dinner. So, you usually have about a week. That's usually a good rule of thumb. I think the big key for you to remember is, when in doubt, throw it out. So if you do have something in there that you find in 2 weeks and you open up this container and there it is, I'd recommend you throw that out. It's just not worth getting sick. So usually a week or so is about how long you want leftovers to last. Otherwise, you can put them in the freezer and then bring them out again in a month or so, and they'll be good.
Well, let's move on to some other things that we talk about this time of the year, especially like today. Snow coming down a little bit, ground's a little slippery. Falls at this time of the year are kind of a problem, and especially for those maybe older people that don't
right.
have as good a balance as they once did.
One of the things the health department's really been concentrating on is trying to keep older people healthy in their home, right? They want to live at their home that they grew up in or that they grew their family in. And so one of the things we're trying to do is give them more and more tips on how to stay healthy. And so falls are really, for seniors 65 and over, are really a leading cause of bone fracture and bad health outcomes. And so this time of year, when it starts to get a little icy, it's really important to watch your step, be very, very careful around your home and along the sidewalks. And I think it's also important for neighbors to remember to look out for your neighbor if they're a senior, and maybe touch base with them now and say, hey, you know, in January and February, do you have everything you need? And give them your telephone number so that in case there is a problem and they can't come out of their house and handle it, they can call you and you can help out as a neighbor. I think as a community, we need to do more and more of that for our fellow neighbors and citizens.
But you also have to balance that somewhat with people wanting to get exercise, being mobile, staying, getting out there and move around. You don't want them to shut in and say, oh, I can't go anywhere because of the the weather, so you kind of have to make sure that there's a balance between them.
Right, and as I know we're going to talk a little bit more about, you can go to livehealthylorainecounty.com, and actually we have, through United We Sweat, we have lots of opportunities for indoor exercise, so that if you are worried, you know, you can't get out and do your normal walk around the neighborhood, or you can't go outside, or you can't go to the metro parks and use the trails as much because you're a little worried about slipping or falling, you actually, there are some great indoor opportunities if you go to livehealthylorainecounty.com, and there'll be a whole list of different places throughout the community where you can exercise indoor safely.
And for older folks, it also gives a little socialization for them too, to meet people and get just act, you know, just keep in touch with people that are.
That's right, and actually that's another reason why you as a neighbor could contact your neighbor who might be a senior, because again that social isolation piece is really harder when you're a senior because you can't get out as easily and you can't get places as easily. So, if they go to an exercise class through United We Sweat, there's a really great opportunity to socialize through that whole process.
Speaking of socializing, Craig, why don't you take it? I'll give you the next topic.
Well, there's a big social event tonight at Lorain County Community College at the Spitzer Arts Center, Conference Center. And let's talk about that. Dave, the Zero Proof Mix-Off.
Yeah, can you believe it? It's been 14 years we've been doing the Zero Proof Mix-Off. You know, it really promotes sober driving and encourages holiday hosts to have a non-alcoholic beverage. And so it's a great way to kick off the holiday season. It's tonight, 5:30 to 7:30 at Lorain Community College Spitzer Conference Center. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything. You can come on in and sample multiple non-alcoholic drinks. There's going to be 24 different people there, different groups there that are preparing a non-alcoholic beverage. And then you can take home the recipe book and use them for over the holidays. So it's been great. We're looking forward to seeing you there. And it's been a great event for many years, and we're really looking forward to a big crowd this year.
Yeah, we'll be doing some broadcasts in between 5:30 and 7 o'clock or so. And what's the real purpose of the event? Obviously, you know, there's fun to it. It's a social event. A lot of people simply like to go, and it's, you know, holiday related. But what's the real purpose behind it?
You know, it's really all about trying to control drunk driving. And, you know, there's opportunities for you to have non-alcoholic drinks that are just as fun at a holiday party. And especially more and more, we're seeing good designated drivers that are coming to parties with other people, and maybe they're having an alcoholic beverage, and the designated driver is looking for something creative for them to drink. And so at a holiday party, you can offer both of these opportunities so that we can make sure people are safe on the road this holiday season. And that's really what this is all about, is to promote that sober driving and more of an opportunity to avoid any kind of problems over the holiday season.
Zero Proof Mix-Off tonight at the college, at the Spitzer Conference Center, 5:30 to 7:30. And the neat thing about that, too, not only do you get the chance to sample it and see some of the neat displays and everybody trying to get your vote and it's a little bit of excitement, is you get a little bit of a recipe book when you leave, too, so that you have some of those same drinks that you can then take to your parties and make them.
Right, and it's all free, and it's fun, and it's a great event to kick off the season, so come on out and join us.
And we talked a little bit also about the walks that are going on and the flu season. Do we have any updates on where we are in the flu season and how things are going?
So far, so good. There hasn't been much flu activity yet. Now, flu activity really starts rolling in January, usually, but now's the time to get your flu shot, and it's not too late. You can get an immunization. You can call 284-3206 and set up a time to come on in and get immunizations, including your flu shot. But there's other ways to also avoid getting sick and getting the flu. You know, cover your cough and sneeze in your sleeve and wash your hands and get enough sleep. These are all ways that you can stop from getting sick. And the two ways that you probably hear me say enough is eat more fruits and vegetables and exercise more. And, you know, those two things will really do a lot for your health. And it includes avoiding the flu. And so getting your flu shot and staying, eating more fresh fruits and vegetables and exercising more will really keep you healthy through the holiday season and into the winter. And so, again, you can go to LorainCountyHealth.com and get all this information. You can also take a look at our United We Sweat activities that are going on to keep more active. You can go to Live Healthy Lorain County, or you can go to LorainCountyHealth.com, and either one will link you to some areas where you can exercise more. So I think, you know, when it comes to preventing the flu, it's about getting your flu shot, eating right, sleeping right, and exercising. And if you do those things, you can avoid the flu this season.
Sounds great. A lot of good advice as we get into the holiday season, and a lot of folks get a little hectic. It's time to remember to keep some of those things time for yourself so you can remain healthy and enjoy the time for the month of December. Our guest today, Dave Colville, the Health Commissioner of Lorain County General Health. Thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate your time today.
Great to be here.